From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Angela Nissel, Adam Felber, and Tom Baudet. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Right now it is time, of course, for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Michelle Sharma from Longmont, Colorado.
Hey, now where exactly is Longmont?
It is about 30 minutes north of Denver, 10 minutes from Boulder.
Okay.
That's so you're out there.
You're on the Front Range.
Yes, exactly.
Michelle, it's very nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Michelle's topic?
Reinflating the housing bubble.
The U.S. housing market seems to be in the midst of collapse, leaving a lot of people with houses they can't sell, mortgages they can't afford. But we read about something we believe will cure what ails American real estate. Our panelists are going to tell you about some exciting new housing initiatives, only one of which is true. Pick the real story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Okay.
Okay, first up, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
As the big spit bubble of a housing market continues its inglorious collapse, no one has been slimed more than the developers and real estate speculators of West Florida. With virtually half of all single-family houses currently on the market, mortgage banks and realtors are borrowing a page from the discount retail industry. Two-for-one sales. Luana Stovall of Jim Rowe Realtors in Bonita Beach put it this way. When Walmart finds itself with a warehouse full of plastic patio furniture everybody already owns, what does it do? So, beginning April 1st, the West Florida Real Estate Association is offering a buy one, get one free house special. Pay more than $800,000 on a new home and you will receive a second down-market repoed home simply by taking over the payments. Everybody dreams of the second home in Florida. Well, here it is, just 25 miles inland and two swamps away from your first home.
A two-for-one deal in West Florida. Your next story of how to get some equity back into the housing market comes from Adam Felber.
The good news is that there may soon be a suburban subdivision that is themed for a popular TV show. The bad news is that it's not Wisteria Lane or 90210 or even the Munsters' Mockingbird Lane. No, it's Mr. Ed. Yes, soon you may get to live in Ed Meadows in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, a neighborhood that will feature log houses, character-named roads like Wilbur Lane, and, at the entrance, a stone monument where the real Mr. Ed is buried. Except that he might not be. See, Todd Carroll, who owns the property, built the monument, and wants to create Ed Meadows, swears that the horse underground there is Mr. Ed. But Alan Young, who played Wilbur, contends that Ed was in fact cremated in Burbank in 1969 and that Carroll's horse was just a photo double. Regardless, Carroll intends to go ahead with the building. And besides, as one resident says, quote, who's going to say otherwise? I mean, there's no DNA.
A Mr. Ed-themed housing development in Oklahoma. Your last story about someone trying to bring back the housing boom comes from Angela Nissel.
When your home loses equity, wouldn't it be nice if you could deflate it and ship it to a zip code where its value suddenly tripled? With the portable inflatable housing bubble home, that may be possible. Made of recycled, reinforced nylon and latex, shaped like a 400-square-foot loaf of bread and retailing for just $52,000, the housing bubble inflates using a standard air pump, attaches to the ground using stakes, and gets energy from detachable solar panels. Tom Martin says he invented the housing bubble to inspire people to embrace simplicity. He says, quote, we're in the current housing crisis because people strive for that oversized mansion they can't afford. Mary Mason agrees. She recently purchased housing bubble and now lives rent-free in a local community garden in exchange for tending to the crops. Mason says, the bubble home may not be the prettiest thing, but I'd rather inflate my house for the rest of my life than deal with an adjustable rate mortgage again.
All right, here are your choices from Tom Baudet, a two-for-one deal, first ever we know of, being offered by the Realtors of West Florida. From Adam Felber, a Mr. Ed-themed housing development for those who both love the show and want to live in Oklahoma. And lastly, an actual housing bubble, a new movable inflatable house from Angela Nissel. Which of these is the real story of innovations in real estate?
Well, let's see. My boyfriend said, when all else fails, go for Tom Baudet. So I'll go for A.
Everyone's last choice.
Really? When all us...
when you're really scraping the bottom of your barrel.
What?
And you've tried everything else.
He is the most... I trust Tom.
What?
There's something about his voice that I trust.
Your choice is Tom Baudet's story of the two-for-one deal.
Yes.
Down in Florida. Buy a nice house, and you also get some repoed place thrown in. All right, well, to bring you the correct answer, we were able to speak to the innovator behind this advance in real estate.
Okay.
The homes themselves will be, I think they'll sell themselves personally, and the bonus will be that, you know, Mr. Ed is involved.
That was Mr. Todd Carroll, master builder, talking about his plans to build a Mr. Ed-themed housing development in Oklahoma. I'm so sorry, but as you have now figured out...
I'm crushed.
Your boyfriend... It's blame your boyfriend.
I will. Yeah. It's all his
fault. I'm sorry to shatter your faith.
I was about to say, you lost, and of course, your faith in Tom is now permanently destroyed. That's too bad.
Well, I should at least get dinner out of the deal on this one.
I hope so. And you also earned a point for Tom for being so successfully...
Well, and I thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Well done. Well, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source.